Well, welcome to America Christian. We're revisiting with Jennifer Almquist, my sister. And Jen, holy mackerel, so many things have been going on since we last talked.
Tell me about this class that you took this summer, Jen. It was an evangelism course, right, with the river out of Tampa, right?
Yeah. Yep. So it was a summer school of evangelism. And so what we learn is all about soul winning. We learn biblically why it's correct to go about soul winning. And it's not a suggestion, it's a commandment. And we had to win 150 souls for the Lord. And then we learn about crusades, regular crusades, mass crusades, and we just learned how to do any kind of crusade and just learn about any kind of situation.
Okay, so did you guys go out as groups? How did you go? I know you went out on your own, but like to begin with, is this just something that, you know, you go through your training and then is it like a hit and miss thing? Did you find success in it right away? How proven do you think all this was?
Oh, it was awesome. So we were required as a class to go to a soul winning lab. So we had soul winning lab Monday through Saturday. You could go in any day and you check in and you would go with a group out soul winning. And sometimes we knock on houses. Sometimes we go to like hot spots like a Walmart or going downtown Tampa. But I took off right from the beginning. I think my first day, I got like 30 souls.
30 souls on your first day?
That I went out. Oh my God. Yeah. I was like, glory to God, I'm going to get them. I'm getting them now. Yeah. Hallelujah.
So now when you go out in the group, so do you all get to register those 30 people or what?
Yeah, so we go to rmistats.com, and then you would register your soul winning stats, and then you, if you had a testimony, you could put it in the testimony in the comment section. And, you know, they might call you to go on stage to testify, which is awesome.
Sure.
I think I did that one day. Yeah. Praise God.
Yeah, there are others. I've had other people tell me that they were watching and receiving the testimony of people that were out soul winning.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, awesome. You know, when you were kind of climbing through this thing, you know, you were at, you know, 30, 50, and then you got into 100, and then you were past 150. And you were getting up into the 200 mark, you know, you were pretty
yeah,
jacked up. But
yeah,
you know, once you got up into there, you started giving me testimony. You started talking about like these encounters that you were having with people. And so
yes,
I said, hey, you know what? Maybe we should get together and let's have you bring testimony to these encounters that you had. So if you could give us, you know,
amen,
give us like 3-5 different times or, you know, just whatever sticks out to you.
Okay. Well, you know, the one time I talked to you, I was at like 200, and we had a evangelist, Yana, come and teach our class for the week, and she said that she wanted to get 100 souls in one day, and I was like, bless God, if God can do it for her, he can do it for me, because God is no respecter of persons. So I'm like, Lord, I'm going to go out and get 100 souls, and so I actually did get 102 souls in one day.
Oh.
Praise God. And then I did it another time, and I got 104. And, you know, because I really wanted to be stretched.
Well,
Yeah,
but where do you go to get 104 souls, Jen?
I'm telling you, Walmarts are honey holes. So the thing is, you go to impoverished neighborhood. You go to more of a because people are desperate there. people are in desperate situations. You know, you don't go to a rich neighborhood. You go to more of a poorer neighborhood.
Sure.
Where people need to desperately hear the gospel.
Right.
And you have people that are just so receptive to Jesus.
Amen.
And receptive to help and the peace that God offers and the eternal life that God offers.
Yeah, amen. You know, there are like Evangelist Shuttlesworth. He does the same thing. They do not set up tents in rich parts of town. This isn't about this is about souls.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, that's what it's all about. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
When we go to Africa, same thing. We're going into villages. And there are thousands of people in these impoverished areas that come out, right?
Yes.
Man.
Thousands.
Okay, so in a group setting, right? So you know, you get your 104, but was that two encounters? Like, well, here's 50 people here.
That was by myself. I went half of the time was with a group, and then I had gotten like 57. We went to the Brandon Town Center here in Tampa, and I just talked to every single person I could. I got like 57. I'm like, bless God, I'm going all the way for the 100. And glory to God. But I've had some really amazing experiences going out soul winning. So I went out this one time, and I had to go, I think I was looking for a pair of shoes. And I went into this shoe place, and I see this girl sitting down. She's kind of organizing the shoes. And I just go over to her, and I said, excuse me, ma'am, has anyone ever told you that God loves you and has a wonderful, happy life? And she was like, no. And I said, really? She said, no. And I said, I have a quick but important question. If you were to die this very second, are you 100% sure beyond a shadow of a doubt you go to heaven? She said, I'm not. And I shared with her. I said, well, I want to share with you what the Bible says. The Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. And it says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you're whosoever, right? She said, yeah. I said, of course you are. We all are. And so I said, I'm going to say a quick prayer for you. My name's Jennifer. What's your name? And so, you know, we don't ask people. We don't say, can I say? No, I'm going to say a prayer for you. And I said, Lord, bless Maria. Let's say that. I can't remember her name. And with a long and healthy life, Jesus, make yourself real to her and do a quick work at her heart. And if Maria has not received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I pray she do so now. I said, if you want to receive the gift that God has for you, say this prayer with me with your heart and lips out loud, dear Lord Jesus. So she proceeds to say, dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. So we get done with the prayer, and she said, oh my gosh. She said, I have to tell you something. She said, when I said, dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart, my baby leapt inside my womb. Hallelujah.
What? In a shoe store.
Like, oh my gosh. In a shoe store. I said, that is the very presence of God. And she's like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. So that was such an incredible. I thought about John.
Yeah.
John the Baptist being in his mother's womb.
Yeah.
And how at the very presence of Jesus, he leapt inside of his mother's womb.
Yeah.
And I thought, my God, I had the same experience.
What a faith builder, huh? Like God putting his signature on something. That's amazing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So it was at, I'll give a testimony. I'll do the four people. So I was at Busch Gardens. And I'm going for it, you know. I'm just like, okay, I'm talking to everybody, because it says in Mark, it says, go preach the gospel to every creature. And I'm like, bless God, I'm going to preach to every creature. I don't care who it is. So these four kids, I'm coming, I'm around this kind of bend. So it's kind of a thinner area, not, you know, where people keep passing by. But I stopped these four kids, and I just share with them, hey, guys, how's it going, man? You guys hear the good news? Hey, has anyone ever told you that God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life? I'm like, what? said, yeah, has anyone ever told you that God loves you? I'm like, we were just having this conversation. I said, really? I said, yeah, we were riding a ride and we were just having a conversation about God. I said, that's awesome. And I said, guys, are you 100% sure if you died this very second you go to heaven? And they're like, you know, I don't know. I don't think so. And I'm like, I just want to share with you what the Bible says. So I continue with the script. They all said the prayer with me, like loud, dear Lord Jesus, come and, like they were loud. I was like, man, hallelujah, you know?
Yeah.
And then I said, do you guys want everything God has for you, has for you today? They're like, absolutely. And I said, all right, you guys, everyone, raise your hands and close your eyes. They all raise their hands. And I've got tons of people walking by. And
oh, my.
I mean, there's tons.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a big, I mean, it was so busy that day. So they're all standing there, hands raised, eyes closed. And I said, just repeat after me. Jesus, I believe you are the baptizer of the Holy Spirit and fire. Has baptized me now with the Holy
We lost Jenny here on the connection. I think she'll be back with us in just a second. But how amazing, right? I mean, just to be in a place where there's that much commotion, there's that many people walking by. She's got a group of teenage boys that are receiving the Lord, and now they're going in for the baptism.
Oh.
Okay, so
yeah.
You disconnected from us, Jen. So you left us
that.
at that they believe that the Holy Spirit is the baptizer. So then what happened?
Yep. So, and they said, thank you, Jesus. I believe I have it now in Jesus' name. And all of a sudden I said, all right, guys, out of your belly is going to flow rivers of living water. And I just laid my hands on each one of them. And I went, be filled in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And all of a sudden they all, and they're laughing out, baba, shut that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, hey, and they were like so excited. And they were like 15 years old, these kids.
Right.
You know, 15, 16 years old, these kids were.
Isn't that something? Right. And here they are. They're talking about the Lord at the amusement park. It's a setup, Jen. It's a setup.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, and once that happens, it can't be taken away. You know, it's not when that happens. They've already received the Lord. They, you know, these guys, they could have been going to church for a while. They could have been understanding, you know, the scriptures. And you know how, like, when you first become a believer, you're kind of like, if someone said, are you 100% sure that you'd go to heaven? You know, in your first week, you'd be like, well, I think so. And then weeks later, you'd be like, well, I don't know. And then, you know, you kind of get down the works road. But not realizing, right, that, I mean, today, you and I can say, we're going to heaven. We are baptized.
Amen.
We are filled with the Holy Ghost. We are living our life for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so
and also, these kids are going to you know, youth group, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I have to tell you, how many times are they preaching the gospel to these kids?
I don't know.
And giving them an opportunity to come to Jesus.
Yeah.
That's what I've noticed at youth. They're just talking, they'll bring scripture, you know, they'll bring the word, but they don't give them an opportunity for a decision.
Yeah.
They need to come to the point of decision. People need to be brought to the point of decision. A lot of people talk about, oh, well, we planted seeds. No, people need to be brought to that point where they have to say, dear Lord Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come into my, you know?
That's good.
And that,
yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Coming to the point of decision.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
You can preach the word all you want, but that you have to come to that hey, is Jesus going to be Lord of your life? And are you going to confess him with your mouth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory. I'm just writing I'm writing some of this down, Jen, because, you know, I want to remember some of these key points, and I think our listeners are doing the same thing. Hint, hint. Write some of this stuff down. Hallelujah.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to tell you guys out there that are listening, the people are desperate to hear the truth. People are desperate to hear the truth. And people are receptive to hearing about Jesus Christ. People want to be saved. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
The proof is in the pudding.
Yeah. You know, you were telling me one of your encounters that you had. You said that teenage boys are very receptive.
Very.
Yeah.
Very.
So there, talk about that, and then kind of the follow-up is like you said, almost always people say yes to Jesus.
Almost always.
And how many times out of 10 do you think people say yes to Jesus?
Well,
or,
I mean, I'd probably say 8.
Oh, my word.
8 out of 10. Or, but then you can, so the thing is, this is the one thing that I have experienced. So you get in, you get to a honey hole, and you're winning souls, and you're like 30 in. You will get a religious devil coming at you.
Ooh.
Because trying to distract you, trying to get you off course, and trying to get you in some theological conversation. And is that really his name? Well, that's not, you know, and they try and get you in these conversations because they want to slow your progress and they want to get you off track. So,
right.
I mean, I've come into that a lot. People trying to, do you have your Bible with you? You know, I'm like, no. And you have to keep going. No, God bless you, sir. I love you. You know what? I'm on a rescue.
You're not ready. You're not going to have that conversation. That's what I hear you saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you.
You just have to keep going.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't get into the distraction.
Yeah, don't.
And you can read it.
Don't get in.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can. And people will. I had this one time I was sharing the gospel with a woman, and she was saying the prayer with me. This guy in the loudest voice, get away from her. Yelling in the parking lot. Get away from her. Screaming. And she went, as a demon. I said, yes.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
She would so recognize that. And I was like, amen.
I was going to say, yeah. It was her boyfriend or something.
I've had people follow me around the parking lot. Like, literally drive around the parking lot and stop me. You need to leave this parking lot right now. You need to get out. And like,
ooh.
You mother effer, this kind of, you know, get the F off this, you know. And I'm like, in the name of Jesus, I command, you know, when I just keep walking and I just say, in the name of Jesus, I command you to leave in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, and I have them follow me around to try and get me scared.
Yeah.
To try and get me to leave.
Yeah.
And then pretty soon they're leaving, you know.
Hallelujah.
Because Jesus is a strong tower. There's power in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. So,
that's been some.
So sensitivity of teenage boys.
So sensitivity. So I've gone to girls. I mean, I go to groups of girls, 4 and 5 girls. You know, because there's always a leader in the teenage girls, right?
Mm.
You know, and you know, they're always trying to fit in because girls just want to be loved. They want to be accepted. They want to, you know, and.
Wow, right?
I've gone to girls and I'm like, dear Lord Jesus. And sometimes you get them all. If you get the leader to say it, they'll all say it. But, I mean, I've had groups of 5, 6 girls and one will say the prayer, and I'm not praying for that one. But also the guys.
Yeah.
Groups of guys, there are 15, 16, 17, 18, and all of them. And they'll nine times out of ten will say the prayer.
Wow.
Nine times. Since they're so sensitive. Boys are so tender-hearted towards the Lord.
That is I would have not suspected that. I mean, if it was on a questionnaire, I just wouldn't have said, yeah, boys would be more receptive.
Yeah, boys are more receptive.
So, tell me about knocking on doors. Because I think a lot of people are like, oh, I'd never knock on doors.
You got to get over yourself. That is the top thing. You do.
Yeah.
You got to put the flesh under.
Yeah.
And you have to say, I'm bold as a lion. Lord, I thank you, I'm bold. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have not given me a spirit of fear and timidity. I thank you, Lord God, when I step on this territory, that they're going to come to Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a certain amount of boldness that you have to go and walk up and knock on someone's door.
Yeah, and you know what?
No,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I keep stepping on you.
No, I've had like the ring, you know, on the doorbell where it's the ring thing and they can see you on video.
Yeah.
I've had people say the prayer through that video camera.
Oh my.
And I've had people post. I'm telling you. And you just get over yourself and you just come up and say, hey, I'm Jennifer. I just wanted to ask you, has anyone ever told you that God loves you? And has a wonderful plan for your life. And, you know, people like, especially if you're in the richer neighborhoods, I'm working, I'm busy.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a quick button. No, but I always get this in. I always go a little further than I'm pretty bold. I say, quick but important question. If you were to die this very second, are you 100% sure if you have a shell of that, you would have it?
Whoa.
You know?
Whoa.
And I'm telling you,
yeah.
I'll tell you that works like 50, 60% of the time. That people will be drawn in because I put pressure on the anointing.
Yeah.
I put pressure on the word. I put pressure on Jesus.
Wow.
To draw people to himself.
Yeah.
And, you know, and some people would just be like they're standing there and they don't know why they're standing there. They're like, I'm somehow drawn to this conversation. And I don't know why.
Right. Yeah. So one of the other
I had this Muslim woman.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you're breaking up.
In my parking lot.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit. No, that's okay.
We're going over a bridge.
Oh, okay.
Am I still breaking up?
Yeah.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus. better?
Yeah.
Better?
Yeah. So, Muslim woman.
So, I'm at the Walmart parking lot, and I share this gospel, you know, because you've got to come with enthusiasm. You have to come that, you know what?
Thank you.
You have to come believing that these people are drowning and they're going to die. And they're in hell eternity. And you have to come with excitement. And you're excited they're going to get ripped out of hell that very day. You have to come believing that that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So I come and I'm like talking to this woman. And I get to the Dear Lord Jesus. Just say this with me. Your heart looks hello. Dear Lord Jesus. She literally looks at me for 10 seconds, stares right into my eyes. And then she goes back and she's putting her stuff away. And I'm like, I'm just standing there. I'm like putting pressure. I'm like, God, this is you. This is you. You've got to do this. You've got to do this. She turns around again and she says, what do you want me to say? I said, say this with your heart. Dear Lord Jesus. And she looked at me again, right in the eye. Listen, at least 8 seconds. I mean, this was like staring right into my eyes. And then she went, dear Lord Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Because I know that Jesus was doing the quick work in her heart. He was working in her heart while she was staring at me. He was doing the work in her heart.
Yeah. Yeah, amen.
So glory to God. Like, it's so amazing to see God work in people.
Amen.
It's just amazing.
Hey, you know, one of the other things that you and I had talked about over this last month, and you know, we talk often, but yeah. You had one of the things that started rolling up into those conversations were, I just led 30 people to the Lord, and 12 of them got baptized in the Holy Ghost. When did that start in? When, like, was that immediate, or did that come like, hey, you know what, I'm going to put a little extra juice on, in the ask, or how were you prompted to do that?
Okay, so we have to work call center as Bible school students, right?
Okay.
So we have to stand every night, and there's a call center, a prayer. So we're on CTN, and there's a call center. People call from all over the world.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the biggest thing is to get them saved first. We tell them, we ask everyone this, but then we have this script to get them baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
And so, I was just out there saving people and not baptizing. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to stretch my faith. I took a picture of the image, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to stretch my faith and believe the Lord for it, because it's
part of the process.
Yes.
For the new creature.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And you got to get out of yourself, like thinking, well, I don't want to do this. I can't do it. I just don't have that. No, it's Jesus. It's Jesus Christ is the baptizer of the Holy Spirit and fire. And it's you opening your mouth and preaching the word.
Hallelujah.
Preaching the word. That's it.
Yeah.
And he does the work.
Hallelujah.
So I just started, stretching my faith for it.
Yeah.
And then I just started doing it. And it wasn't perfect at first. And
right.
I remember one of the first ones I did was this kid. Oh, man, that was such a good God. That was so good. So I knocked on the door. This kid answers. He's like 15, him and his brother. And he just had the door cracked. So he ends up saying the whole prayer with me, right?
Yeah.
And I just said, I don't know what I said to him. I didn't think I did the AD1, everything God has for you. I just said, just say this with me. Jesus, you're the baptizer of the Holy Spirit and fire. I'm telling you, the joy hit him like so quick, even before the evidence of speaking in tongues. He's crying,
yeah.
Speaking in tongues. And he was like, he didn't know. He's like, what happened?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's the joy of the Lord. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the very presence of God.
Oh my gosh.
Came into your belly to, to reside in you.
Yeah.
And I told him, you are only going to go straight all the days of your life. You will not turn to the right or to the left.
Wow.
So that was awesome, because he's crying, and the door's cracked, crying, like, and laughing at the same time. The joy hit him so hard. It was awesome. Jesus, oh God, it's so good.
Hallelujah.
So good.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So I know that you guys are getting close to your destination. You capped out. You have two more?
I have two more.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do them.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So, I was driving over the interstate, right? So learning to press in to Jesus for myself, because I have to press in to receive in order to pour out for people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to press in to receive from Jesus. So I'm like, Lord, I just want to thank you. I'm listening to worship. Lord, you're so wonderful. Lord, you're so good. Lord, I just want to thank you, Jesus. I thank you. You know, I'm worshiping the Lord, right?
Yeah.
Well, the very presence of God comes in that car, and I just got hit. Like, I'm laughing and crying, and I just felt the very presence of God the whole way. Like, I got a 40-minute drive. I travel 40 minutes to go to school, and I just laughing and crying, and I get over the bridge. I get closer to my destination, and the Holy Spirit tells me, turn here. So I turn into this gas station, and I go to the back of the gas station, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of weird. I don't know why I'm going back here. Okay, so park the car. I go to talk to these people and knock on the window. Like, this is boldness. Like, I go to people sitting in the car door, in the car, yeah, with the window. I'll go and knock on the window. And I'm like, hey, roll down the window. People roll down the window.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, hey, guys, anyone ever tell you God loves you, right? Well, the car reeks of weed, right? So they're all just smoking up in there. And I pay no attention to it, right? So, and I'm like, you know, on a scale of 1 to 5, where are you guys at? Oh, we're number 5. Okay, well, God bless you guys. Have a good day. Because, you know, they were,
yeah,
I just ended up talking to them. So I see this guy on a bike, and I'm like, oh, there's my guy.
Yeah.
So I go to walk towards the guy with the bike.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I feel the Holy Spirit literally push me in another direction.
Wow.
I literally felt a hand push me, and I was like, whoa. And I see this guy, the car door is open,
yeah,
and his leg is sticking out of his car. I go around to the very front of his car. I come around to the side, and I said, sir, has anyone ever tell you that God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life? The guy looks at me. He just starts bawling his eyes out. Like, hysterical,
oh my word,
crying. And he was like, oh my God, I just said, sir, if you were to die this very second, you're 100% sure you'd go to heaven. He goes, you don't even know, I just got all this going on. So I ministered to his heart. And then I just spoke words of life over him in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And then I said, sir, say this with me with your heart and lips out loud. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. So he says the prayer, right? And then he got baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues.
Hallelujah.
He's speaking in tongues. And then he jumps out of his car laughing and crying, and he grabs a hold of me and gives me the greatest bear hug. He's like, thank you so much. You have no idea how much I needed this today. Thank you so much. And the guy didn't look like anything.
Yeah.
He didn't look like, right?
Yeah.
So, hallelujah. And I offered him a scholarship to school, because we give a full ride scholarship, $7,900 scholarship. I said, I want you to come to school, and you know, I want to see you to follow the call of God on your life.
Yeah.
And so I'm expecting to see him when school starts up. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And then, a couple weeks ago, I'm at the gas station right before school, because I was planning on doing, you know, anyways. So I won a couple people, and then I see this lady. The Lord says, go talk to that lady. Well, she's right across from me. She's getting her car. She's ready to go, and I go to her window, and I have rolled down the window. And I said, ma'am, has anyone ever told you that God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life? She looks at me.
Yeah.
I said, if you were to die this very second, you're 100% sure you'd go to heaven. She said, I was going to kill myself yesterday.
Oh, my.
And she had planned it all out. And I'm telling you, joy hit me so hard in that moment. I'm laughing, and I'm like, I go through the script with her, and I broke the spirit of suicide over her.
Hallelujah.
I canceled the enemy's plans over
her. Hallelujah.
I said, you will live and you will not die, and you will declare the works of the Lord.
Yeah.
And I'm laughing. I mean, it was just like uncontrollable. I'm laughing. The joy of the Lord is hitting me so hard. And she was like, oh my God, thank you so much.
Oh, so hallelujah.
We don't know what we're going to face. I mean, we don't know what people are going through.
Yeah.
People are literally going through hell, and they're just putting on a face.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I'm hallelujah.
Fine. I'm good. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Day and night, night and day. That's exactly what you're hearing. Everybody's good. They're fine. Until you can get them isolated. So Jen, we talked about getting that script. We'll put that in the description of this particular podcast. But thank you so much for sharing your life with us.
Glory to God.
I am so...
He's so good.
Yeah. These are the wonderful testimonies that need to get out in front of people to know that, hey, look, 8 out of 10 people are going to say yes to you.
Yeah.
You know what? People want that. We are pulling people out of the pit of hell, breaking off yokes and bondages, just like you, just like me. We were broke free.
Hallelujah.
And we think that other people don't want to hear this good news. You know, we didn't grow up in all of this. We come from a very broken setting. But here we are today, ministers of the gospel, pouring out what the kingdom has given to us and spilling it before others. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, you know what? Before we go, would you say a prayer over our listeners?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, Father, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for your goodness.
Yeah.
Lord, I thank you that you're so wonderful. Lord, I thank you that your blood is all sufficient. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you're drawing people right now. Even right now in this media, Lord, that you're drawing people right now to your throne of grace.
Yes.
That where we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
Yes.
Lord, I just want to thank you and I praise you. And if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I pray you guys would do so now. And, you know, if you've had a storm come at you, you've had a divorce, you've had just some kind of huge storm, a loss of a loved one, some storm that came against you, and you're just not serving the Lord like you should, or the devil's trying to lie to you, I want you to tell you that you're not saved. I want you to just say this with me, with your heart, lips out loud, to just recommit your heart back to Jesus, to come back to Jesus, to give him your all, because he gave all for you, that you would give your all for him. And his yoke is easy. His yoke is easy. The devil is a liar. He's lied to the people, and his yoke is easy, and the burden is light. And he says, come to me, all who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. And so I just want you to say this with me, with your heart and lips out loud, to say, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
Wash me and cleanse me.
Wash me, cleanse me.
Set me free, Jesus.
Set me free, Jesus.
Thank you that you died for me,
Thank
Jesus.
Thank you that you died for me, Jesus.
I believe that you're coming back again. You're risen from the dead.
You're coming back again, and you've risen from the dead.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Give me such an incredible passion for the lost.
Give me an incredible passion for the lost.
A hunger for the things of God.
A hunger for the things of God.
And a holy boldness.
And a holy boldness.
To preach the gospel.
To preach the gospel.
Of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
I'm forgiven.
I am forgiven.
And I'm on my way to heaven.
And I'm on my way to heaven.
Because I have Jesus in my heart.
Because I have Jesus in my heart.
Hallelujah.
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 You've been translated out of this world into the kingdom of a dear son. You are seated now in the heavenly places. And as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I tell you today that all of your sins are forgiven. Just remember to run to God and not from him, because he loves you and he has the most wonderful plan for your life. Just submit your heart to him. Give him your all, because he gave is all for you. Just consecrate yourself right now and say, Jesus, whatever you want to do, I will do. Whatever you say, I will say. Wherever you want me to go, I will go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you're mighty to save. I praise you, Father God, that you're singing over each and every individual who said that prayer, that you are singing over them. You're empowering them. You're equipping them, Lord, to do the work of an evangelist. You're equipping them to go and do the work that you called them to do.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.